I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver, I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale at NUSports.com. This year, it's the White Sox stealing the spotlight at baseball's winter meetings. Today, the Southsiders traded ace Chris Sale to Boston for infielder Yoan Moncada, pitcher Michael Kopech, two of the best prospects in baseball. White Sox will also get a couple of low-level minor leaguers in that deal. John Heyman says the Sox initially asked for Jason Benintendi, but eventually took two of the top prospects in all of baseball in Moncada and Kopech. The other two players in the deal are reportedly outfielder Luis Alexander Basabe and right-handed pitcher Victor Diaz. Sox likely not done. They're rumored to be talking to Colorado about a deal for Jose Abreu as well. Meanwhile, the Cubs have been rumored in a couple of deals, but Cubs GM Jed Hoyer says the team is only looking to tweak their core.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, I think we put our magnet board up there today and start talking with the players, and it's nice to know we've got a really good core and a really good team. We have to do some tweaks, make some additions. We can definitely get better, but our core makes that a lot easier. We like our team, going forward. And this week's about, making those small little adjustments to get better.
Closer Aroldis Chapman is seeking a six-year deal, and he says the Cubs have shown no interest in re-signing him. Cubs are said to be interested in both Royals closer Wade Davis and free agent closer Kenley Jansen. This morning, the Red Sox agreed to another deal that gets them right-handed setup man Tyler Thornburg from the Brewers in exchange for third baseman Travis Shaw and a couple of minor leaguers. And both Toronto and St. Louis said to be strongly in on Dexter Fowler. The Blackhawks return to action tonight at home as they host the Coyotes. Coach Joe Quenneville said today he's hopeful Captain Jonathan Toews will be back on the ice later this week and ready to go for the trip to New York early next week. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. The Bulls are in Detroit tonight to take on the Pistons. Both Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo expected to play in that one. That one tips at 6:30. Bears have the day off today before they turn their attention to Sunday's matchup with Detroit. The man who shot and killed ex-NFL player Joe McKnight has been arrested and jailed on a charge of manslaughter. And finally, Temple's Matt Rhule will be the new head coach at Baylor. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
What a day. Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for your work on the updates all day. Thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. Kevin Zipak helped. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests today, Ross Tucker, Vincent Goodwill, Bruce Levine, and Jim Callis from MLB Pipeline. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio, Greg Gabriel, and more. Here they are. It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. Barry Rossner is in for Terry Boers today.
Hello, everybody.
Along with Dan Bernstein. And Barry, they picked a lane. They appear to have picked a lane.
Yeah, this is just the beginning. And one of the reasons that they had to do this now, and one of the reasons they took the package they did, there were two big reasons. One is they couldn't get the Trey Turner kind of package that they wanted. It just wasn't there. It wasn't available. Okay? So this was the best deal they could make. And why did they have to do it now? Because they want to move on Quintana while people are desperate. There's a little bit. If there had been more desperation,
they would have
been able to sell Quintana first. Yeah. But there's not enough desperation right now for starting pitching. However, now you turn around and you go back to Washington. You say, okay, where are we on these other two guys that you were offering yesterday?
I'm much more comfortable with that, with what was rumored and reported to be the sale package, if that is your secondary haul for Quintana. That I did not like the first package where your guy Dave Cameron, who I heard on your show last week, who was talking about it, well, you know, they're not going to get a top prospect. And then he was sort of patting himself on the back this morning where he posted a lengthy piece saying, well, based on what's being reported with the Nationals,
that's what he said.
And then he said, it looks like I'm going to be right about that.
It's like people don't know. There's a couple things. People don't really understand, I guess, what a power broker does in a situation like this when he got all the power. And then there's the matter of fact that you don't trust the White Sox to do that correctly. I think they did this correctly.
They played one
against the other. They got three teams to up their offers. Astros up their offer today. They didn't offer Bregman, by the way. They didn't get there.
You weren't going to get Bregman or Turner, unfortunately.
But you got one. You got Yoan Moncada. You got
Moncada, who's got an enormous ceiling. I mean, we'll wait and see what happens. But you're right, Matt. They played those teams against one another.
Finally.
And the reason they had to do it now is because they want to move on Quintana. They want to move on Eaton. They want to move on Frazier.
Maybe
they want to move on Cabrera, maybe on Abreu.
It's crazy.
And it's awesome, but man. you have to get teams while they're feeling it and get at least the process started. I would hope that before that they leave Washington, Adam Eaton's out the door too.
Here's what I like about it too. It isn't just the actual nuts and bolts of the trade itself. It's not just the parts. The fact that it was completed. The fact that we've had so much ambiguity. Who's in charge? Who's doing what?
Yeah.
Who's saying this? Sources close to Reinsdorf. Bob Nightingale says this. Buster Olney says this. I do think just the fact that it got done has significant, tangible value for knowing that Rick Hahn is in charge of the White Sox and is empowered and unfettered. I think that's secondary value that matters.
Though. I mean, maybe not for you.
Right.
Or maybe not for White Sox fans, if that's what you mean.
I'm just saying that when in conversations that we have on these airwaves, any anecdotal, casual conversations, people don't believe. And it's taken so long, even though it's been true and you've been trying to tell them it's been true, people have refused to believe that there is somebody who's watching the same games we're watching, who has finally convinced his bosses.
Those were some of the same people, though, that thought that Rick Hahn won the offseason a couple of years ago with the Jeff Samardzija acquisition. And, you know, you're seeing all the memes with clapping for Rick Hahn. So, I mean, there has been that ambiguity.
Except when it didn't work. Then it was Ken Williams' fault.
And now, if we can go forward and say, okay, this is Rick's plan, and this is what you will be judged by from here on, that does clear the air for a lot of White Sox fans, because if it goes wrong, now you can throw it on Rick Hahn again.
Sure. Go ahead. Absolutely.
But this is awesome. I think it's terrific.
When they hired Rick Renteria, that was all the information you needed to know about what direction they were going. Mm. I mean, if they were going to be doing the same White Sox thing again, it wouldn't have been Rick Renteria.
To me, it was just a matter of whether they were going to get enough to do it. And if I would have been all right if they didn't do anything this week. You know, you still got a ways to go.
They kept him in the room. You know, they didn't let the customer leave the car dealership. They kept him right there and said, all right, we're all here. Let's talk about this. And like you said, playing teams off of other teams. And now you move on to, all right, the next
what
one on the auction
block. What is it
going
to take for me to put you in this
exactly.
new car?
Now
you tell me.
Next up on the block is Jose Quintana. After that, Jose Abreu. Like you start to play
Eaton.
Cards a little bit.
Maybe Eaton right now.
I hope Eaton is next.
Well, you get a guy with a six war season and you say, hey, six war season, blinking lights.
Yeah, and then that's
and we'll put the clear coat on the underside
and then
for
Duck
you.
Dynasty.
The inflatable wavy guy.
That's the end of Duck Dynasty.
Let me go back and talk to my manager.
I'm not authorized to do this.
Would you like a glass of wine while you're sitting here? Get you nice and drunk for the Adam Eaton experience. Nah, I'm down. on with it, man? I've been bitching about this team for 8 years.
I just saw one. One farm system rating. Somebody had them. They moved from 25 to 15 with this trade alone.
And then
in terms
once,
of the farm system.
And once you move Quintana, yep. And once you move Eaton, and maybe Abreu or Frazier, you just keep moving up like the Yankees did last.
Yeah, but you
year.
Can't really. If Moncada's going to be your starting second baseman, then he's not really. Can be viewed as part of your farm system, right?
But he's number one on their prospect list. Oh,
Ben Attendee is still number one in the Red Sox system. I mean, he's still ranked there.
And for the Bitter Sox fans who are going to hold out a little bit, like, I'm going to wait and see if this guy's good or not, this is the step. You find out. But okay. the fact that you take this kind of leap.
He's raw. Look,
yeah.
If you think
he's not the finished product.
You think
all.
He's going to step in on day one and play third base or second base and not make errors and do. And
oh, he's going to strike out a ton.
He's going to strike out a lot. He's got a lot to learn. This is a raw player.
And yeah. with enormous bust potential.
By the way,
there is a certain degree of bust potential.
These are the bumps of rebuilding that you haven't that you've been asking for.
What you do is you collect 15 or 20 of these guys over the course of an offseason, and you hope two or three of them really hit.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it.
Well, ideally you draft them and develop them. Well, but in the White Sox case,
that would be nice.
It's not ideal.
Well, they just had a good draft.
They did have a good draft.
That's part of it.
It's the pro scouting that I've been doubting. This is a victory for pro scouting to get what they got at this point right here.
If they're good.
If they're good. That's true.
The actual pro scouting would be if they turn out to be good.
It's a victory for the power brokering, for the pokering that took place for Han. Chris Sale, by the way, in 6 starts against the Yankees, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore this past year. A 1.55 ERA, a 0.82 whip, and 6-0. How's Chris Sale going to do in that American League East with the bright lights and probably pitching in games of consequence later in a season than he ever has in his entire life?
You know, there's long been a theory that lefties at Fenway, especially a guy who throws, you know, not over the top, especially the way Chris Sale throws, that it is difficult to pick him up given the ballpark configuration.
Bruce Hurst used to kill people there.
So yeah, I remember Randy Johnson pitching there, coming at 3/4 or dropping down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. John Tudor pitched well there.
He could be very effective. And you know what? Frankly, I don't care. Not my problem. Not my problem. I don't care what he does. He can cut up all the jerseys he wants now. He's been asking
for a competitive atmosphere.
Yeah, he can rip his manager. He can bury his manager and his owner and his business operation and his.
They're
his
used to dealing with Cowboys.
Marketing people.
They're used to dealing with Cowboys in Boston. They used to guys.
They're a long memory.
Exactly. They're used to dealing with guys who, you know, might be a little surly on the day they pitch. So, hey,
whatever.
Knock yourself out.
Whatever. How is it working out for you here? How many playoff games did he win here? Oh, wait. Wait a minute. They didn't make the playoffs while he was here.
You know, what's going to be interesting is like all those people that we had conversations with 5 years ago, 4 years ago, who didn't understand the plan, the Cubs plan, and went away. The volume of angry White Sox fans.
Who's the Southside cap?
But the volume of angry White Sox fans is already enormous. The text.
Why don't they sign
Kaplan
Prince Fielder?
Has a Sox Pujols jersey ready to go.
Shep has been tweeting out like some of the texts that are coming in from angry White Sox fans getting rid of their season tickets or saying that they got housed.
They don't have to buy season tickets.
They don't. They can't afford season tickets.
Come on! Stop doing that. They're not all poor, you know.
This is the buy-in time. This is when you're supposed to get excited. This is when you want to be a part of this on the ground floor of something new and different and creative. It's all good.
Right.
It's all good. I mean,
it's fun when you get kids. You can watch them grow and suck, or watch them grow and be awesome. Either way,
you're gonna have wow moments. Yeah. Moncada's gonna give you wow moments. Who knows what's gonna happen?
Look, if they could have got Trey Turner, they would have. If they could have got Ben Attendee, they would have.
Or
if
Alex
they could
Bregman.
Have got Bregman, they would have. There's not a significant desperation for starting pitching at this winter meetings. I mean, look, the bids for Chris Archer are nothing right now. It's weird. The big bats are not getting a lot of offers, and the big starting pitchers are not getting a lot of offers.
It is weird. People are going bullpen crazy.
It's all bullpen.
Yeah, Boston did.
Boston just made another deal for a bullpen guy.
You know, they gave up a couple of prospects.
They gave up a lot for a middle reliever.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's and the price for all these guys, for Melanson, for Jansen, for Chapman, is outrageous.
And, that's why Wade Davis is going to be an interesting market setter to see what he commands.
Which team do you think will need more included in the deal, Royals or Cubs, if you start with Soler for Wade Davis?
Royals, because aren't they going to lose some people that they can't pay here soon?
Davis, given his recent injury history and workload, beyond Soler, you mean?
Yes. Like, will the Royals be asking for the Cubs to add, or will the Cubs be asking for the Royals to add?
The answer is both.
In that deal.
I think both would ask, and I think neither really has a right to. I think that's a relatively fair deal in and of itself.
I think that's clean. I would do that in a heartbeat if I'm the Cubs.
Yeah. I mean, they have no use for Jorge Soler at this point. They're not really, I mean, just because they don't have a space for him.
And Eloy Jimenez will step up to fill that potential in a year or two.
He's not that far away. Yeah.
How about Happ?
Yeah,
Ian Happ could be. Sure. Could, I mean, might be at second base, might be either in the outfield. Yeah, they get this.
Wade Davis, when healthy, is as good a closer as there is in all of baseball.
Absolutely.
And one thing we talked about briefly yesterday that I tried to get my head around in a piece this morning for the website was this idea of Cub fans still being in this off-season mode of sort of clinging to prospects and as human talismans of possibility. And you just want to tap the Cub fan on the shoulder and say, you won the World Series.
Yeah. You don't have to do that anymore.
You won the World Series.
Torres got you to the World Series and helped you win it.
And that was McKinney and Torres and two other names. And there were five. And with Chapman now, it was four guys and Chapman. They're all out the door. Yeah. You know what? Who cares?
Your window is right now.
You're in the window. Just you don't have to attach. Even if it's Kyle Schwarber. Even if, say, Kyle Schwarber, I know you love him. Everybody loves him. But some of these ideas of, you won it.
Yeah.
You won it.
Yeah. I mean, look, at this point, sorry, plan sucks, people. At this point, don't you trust Theo? I mean, if Theo decided to trade Kyle Schwarber, which, frankly, I can't fathom. I can't imagine that. But if he decided to, he'd have a pretty good reason for it and probably would know what he's getting in return. If anyone's willing to trade, I mean, why would you trade with him at this point?
It's a different balance in terms of balancing the long view and trying to win now, because you can clearly win the entire thing right now.
You are in the unique position of being able to do both for a long time.
Yes.
Continue to work toward the future and continue to try to win. How many teams can say that?
No, it's true. Anybody who says that Soler is too much to give up for Davis is they gave up way more than Soler in exchange for 3 months of Chapman.
They gave up an absolute superstar in the making.
For basically
2.5 months turned out to be 3 months.
Did you see his record-setting AFL numbers? I mean, Gleyber Torres, he slashed 1.1, or OPS of 1.1. He, at 19, the youngest batting champ in the history of the league at 403.
Do you know who else had a great Arizona Fall League?
Ian Happ.
Yep, and Michael Kopech, your brand-new White Sox 20-year-old or 20-year-old pitcher.
He only throws 103, so, you know, get used to that.
With a plus-plus curveball and a developer.
He's got a potential wipeout slider too,
and he likes to punch people if they get out of line. Apparently, that was his roommate too. So his roommate had been, stepping out of line every once in a while. Every once in a while, you got a Geno Smith to do.
the fact to say that the White Sox at this moment are dynamic is exciting. And I don't know who the disgruntled guys are calling in saying they're not going to buy season tickets. You're not going to buy season tickets anyway. You never had them, and you're not going to buy them anyway.
There it is. As we close the book on Chris Sale, and I know you guys are going to do a whole show on Chris Sale. His White Sox tenure, if you had to sum it up in a sentence or two, Spiegs, what would you say?
One of the best pitchers in the history of the organization, and it's not his fault that the team was a colossal failure in building around what an asset that he was. You think about how often people expected his arm to blow up, and it never did.
Yep, repeatable
mechanics. Whatever works for you.
He did have some days where they sent him every couple of starts.
They missed every reaction.
There were several years there where you wondered, is this going to be it? Where he had elbow discomfort or whatever.
It was on the 60.
It was more out of fear than anything. Remember, they moved him to the bullpen.
But his arm hurt, Matt. There were times when his arm hurt, and he had to be skipped.
What would you say about Chris Sale's White Sox career?
Tremendous talent. As Matt said, they weren't able to put a team around him, unfortunately. I think mostly that he's an idiot.
I was just going to say, it's too bad a guy that talented and leaves being a jackass.
And that's what I will remember him as, an idiot. You know, and good riddance to the whole Duck Dynasty regime over there, and Adam Eaton can go with him anytime he likes.
My man, Barry Rosner and Dan Bernstein coming up next for the next 4 hours and 42 minutes. The Boys and Bernstein Show, they're going to talk some football. They're going to talk to Steve Stone. They're going to talk about Chris Sale, surprises along the way. All right, Spiegs, you are out tomorrow. Yeah. Lawrence Holmes is in tomorrow, so we'll get Lawrence's take on that starting at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening to 670 Score. Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more Boers and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The bowl system really has become pathetic. 40 bowl games is just too much. Two teams with 6 wins, 2 of them against FCS teams, a 6-7 team, and 2 5-7 teams will play in bowl games. 2 bowls sum up the lunacy of it all. The bowl game in Detroit matches Maryland and Boston College, both 6-6, each with an FCS win. Maryland's 5 SBS wins were against teams with a combined record of 18-42. BC, much better, 19-41. Then there's the Heart of Dallas Bowl, which matches Army, currently 6-5 with 2 FCS wins, against North Texas, 5-7. In announcing the matchup, the executive director of the bowl said, quote, "Congratulations to both teams on outstanding seasons," unquote. Yeah, seriously. I'm John Feinstein.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your sharks at law. sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy on 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant eBay. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales stocks not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
It's the Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levy on designers to offer you more Levy on jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levy on Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126.
Okay, class, let's go!
Whoa, we're starting already? Step to the left, no to the right. Oh, now back. How are they lunging like that? Turn around? How did Lichen convince me to come here? Wait, now do what? How are they doing that? You know what? I'm just going to pretend I know what I'm doing in this class and have fun.
Fearless is being the only newbie in class. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits, tools, and wellness programs at fepblue.org/getactive.
The Home Depot is ratcheting up savings on last-minute gift ideas, like a Husky 60-piece mechanics tool set for just $59.97. You save $20. This complete set of tools is thoughtful, practical, and with Husky's lifetime guarantee, makes a lasting impression that lasts a lifetime. They'll be getting stuff done forever with a Husky 60-piece mechanics tool set for only $59.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Valid until January 29th, U.S. only.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Experience. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello, how are we doing?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are busy because it is Chris Sale got traded day, and it probably also means that Rick Hahn and the White Sox are busy doing other things, because you like to think that this was the
first domino,
moving the whatever was clogging up the pipes. Now you get them cleared and you can move more stuff through them to radically restructure a moribund organization. This is the Boards and Bernstein Show. A very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4 hours, 4.5 hours. Do the best we can to keep informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Yeah. Steve Stone will join us at 2 o'clock. Bruce Levine will join us at 2:40, and other people are going to join us as well between now and 6 o'clock. We also are going to give away a $15 Jets pizza gift card. Got to be listening if you want to win. Barry Rosner is in for Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting occasionally at 67011. The Tech Zone is being brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bores_Bernstein. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Barry Rosner. There's boresandbernstein.com. There's the radio.com app. You download that to your mobile device to have the show with you. The producers today, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
If I can be in one place tonight, I'd want to be sitting next to Rick Hahn in his suite.
Hmm. Okay. Chris Tannehill.
Good call.
Yeah.
It's just not smart. Not even hard to talk for me right now. It's just not smart football.
So the... I hope that many of the texters don't really represent what the thought is about. But you have to understand what the White Sox are doing and why they're doing it and what it means that they are doing it, that Rick Hahn is doing it. There's so much more significance to this because it has taken time for him to convince some people above him that this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, look, if the package wasn't what you hoped, I understand that. Completely understand that. There's no Brigman. There's no Trey Turner. There's no Jackie Bradley or Benintendi or Mookie Betts. I understand that. This is what was available. So your choice was as follows. Make a deal now so you can get started on the rest of this. Because this was an all-or-nothing thing from the White Sox perspective. So you either make the deal now or you keep all of these guys and start selling again on July 25th or July 30th and you risk Chris Sale blowing out. And then get nothing for
it. It isn't just that. It's also they probably end up getting less because this is, we waited through last year. That's one less pennant race, one less season.
Right. And you give up
a finite amount of time.
Yeah. For an opposing team to give up that 4 months of Chris Sale, you might get less players.
Correct.
You might get less of a package at that point.
I think that's probably what happened. I think with all that time that went by and there's more innings on Chris Sale that somebody's saying that, you know, there's depreciation. Like I say, the moment you drive that car off the lot, it's worth less.
Yeah, if you want to be critical of the White Sox in this situation, and given, I mean, you have to understand the circumstances of the starting pitching market at the winter meetings right now. Look at the lack of offers for Chris Archer at this point. But if you want to be critical, you can say, why didn't they figure this out on July 1st instead of July 27th when they were not in a position, they were not prepared to move all of those guys when, you know, probably they should have been, but they were not. And if you want to smack them around for not getting more, maybe there would have been more desperation and more available for Chris Sale last July.
It was heartening to see too that Joe Sheehan was excited about the acquisition of outfielder Luis Basabe in this. He said that they somebody buy Rick Hahn the good stuff because he got Basabe included, and this is what. So it's four of their top 20. I mean that's. That's what you were talking about. You're right.
Yeah.
It's not Jackie Bradley. It's not Mookie Betts.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. What really helped was when I saw that Trey Turner was not going to be a part of the Nationals package, I was really underwhelmed. And I was getting ready to come in here today and be unhappy with an underwhelming deal to the Nationals. And partly it because it's not that deal and because
Robles has a chance to be a pretty good player, and I really like Lucas Giolito.
Some scouts think that the stuff an arrival when he was down to 93-94
coming off of Tommy John
and the fastball very flat, very straight, and this was a stuff guy who didn't really show that he had the stuff. There are some who were concerned that he just isn't going to be what some of the high-end projections said he was.
I mean, obviously that wasn't enough. Those two guys were not enough. I mean, if you you throw Trey Turner into that deal, now you got yourself a deal. I'm signing on the dotted line right now.
Oh, boy. Schuster's going to get it.
Scoreboard update.
And give it back. 131, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats hosting Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The big story in baseball, big story overall, Chris Sale traded from the White Sox to the Red Sox. In return, the White Sox get back from Boston four prospects, including Johan Moncada. He's an infielder who's listed by many as the number one prospect in all of baseball. They also get a very hard-throwing right-handed pitcher, Michael Kopech, who throws over 100 miles an hour, and a couple of even younger players, right-handed pitcher Victor Diaz and infielder Luis Basabe. While here in Chicago, Sale was 74-50. He also had 12 saves, an ERA exactly at 3. He averaged over one strikeout per game. And by the way, the Red Sox are at U.S. Cellular Field. Actually, it's now guaranteed field over at the South Side. They'll be here May 29th through the 31st. I can almost promise you that Chris Sale will pitch in one of those games. And Jose Quintana, Todd Frazier, David Robertson, and Adam Eaton, they're all on the block. Any of those guys could be traded over the next few days. Also in baseball, The Yankees will retire Derek Jeter's number two against Houston. That's coming up on Sunday, May 14th. A change in the Hall of Fame balloting. Starting next year, all the ballots will be made public. And Dexter Fowler is supposedly considering a couple of teams to sign a long-term deal, the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. The Bulls and the Pistons tonight in Detroit. The Blackhawks and the Arizona Coyotes over at the United Center. The security leader for over 140 years trusts ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle all the way in a new Mercedes-Benz at Auto House on Edens during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Experience outstanding year-end offers and an incredible selection of new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
Do you remember the scene in Moneyball when Billy Bean has,
movie reference,
has decided that he's going to trade Jeremy Giambi?
Yes.
and he just didn't like him, and he didn't like the clubhouse behavior. He hated the way that he was always dancing around like an idiot after they lost. And just as Di Podesta is about to go tell him, all right, I'll go tell him. And he looks and goes, no, no, no. I want to tell him. Remember? And so he wanted the pleasure of looking the guy in the eye and saying he wasn't.
Yeah,
on
he
his
had just
team
getting
anymore.
Di Podesta used to doing
right,
that.
Right, after he did it with Carlos Pena. Yeah. And he said, just go tell him, be straightforward with him, don't jack him around.
This one he wanted.
Right. This is no. I wanted to. So that do you think Rick or Kenny do it?
I don't think it's Rick so much as I think Kenny would really enjoy that.
That's what I mean. So if you're Rick,
hey, Chris, get your stuff and get out of my clubhouse. Because guess what? It's my clubhouse.
Get your scissors.
Not yours. Yeah. Take your scissors. You freaking child. Yeah. And get out.
Roche's assault rifle. Yeah. Whatever you have in there.
Take your camo and all your whatever other hunting stuff you might have and get out.
That's what I just wonder if Rick's like, hey Kenny, here's why don't you give Chris a call and talk to him. See ya. If you might just want to do this.
How many times did he make Rick Hahn miserable just in the last year?
Right.
Just in the last year, where he's got to answer all those stupid questions because
maybe
Chris Sale's acting like an idiot.
This is Frankie Z in Peoria on The Score.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Fine.
Listen, I really, really like what the White Sox are doing. I think it's absolutely tremendous. But there's two things that I'd like to see him doing, and one thing that they could have done. Number one, I think that they've got to be sure that Kenny Williams doesn't come out another 2-3 months of one of his famous verbal blasts about he's in charge. They've really got to keep him in the background because Hahn's got something going here. He's got to keep it going. Secondly, I think they need to trade. I think they really need to try to trade Quintana. I think he can bring back a couple more prospects. I think Frazier and what's his name? Eaton. I think if they can trade them and get something fine, if not, hang on for another year. Abreu, I would not trade because I think he's young enough to still be around when some of these guys some of these prospects come up and really start helping.
How old do you think he is?
Abreu, I think he's 26, isn't he? He's young.
Jose Abreu is 29.
Oh, is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I still would stick with it because then they say he's 33. I think
Jose Abreu is going to be 30 next month.
Okay, I thought he was younger than that.
So
he's also opted out of his original deal and is now going to go arbitration year by year, which makes him much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. And also, he's compared to other American League first basemen, he's not that good.
Yeah, and he's dreadful in the field. If that makes
that's
you
part
feel
of
better,
that's part of what I'm saying. Go ahead and do all of it.
I'm all for it. I mean, what David Robertson? Look at the closer market right now. David Robertson has a lot of value right now.
Do you think other teams
that
think,
look on your face is great?
Do you think other teams think he's good?
Doesn't matter. Teams are desperate for bullpen help. Even if you don't bring him in as your closer, if you're one of those teams that's loading up on the back end,
did you see stuff you liked from him?
No.
Did you see dominant performances?
No.
That you look around this league right now. You look around.
No, it started early in the. It started right away.
Uh-huh.
Started early in the year. No, I don't. No,
I
he's
don't
not in that category.
I agree. Patrick in Bellwood is on the score. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Fine.
Good.
Listen, I'm all for tearing it all the way down. I'm gonna call the Dodgers up and see about giving them Robertson and Frazier for Jose De Leon. Somebody like that, and call Texas up and give them Quintana and Abreu, but they're going to have to give me Joey Gallo, you know. And but that's what I believe. If you're going to go, don't go halfway. Go all the way.
Well, it doesn't have to be a teardown. The way they're doing this, I mean, Moncada is on your team.
Yeah.
He's on your major league team. The other guys are a little further away.
He's on the team for next year.
Thank you.
That's true.
Now it's official.
You're not going to get De Leon for Robertson and Frazier, but it's a nice idea.
Well, you
I mean, if you want to, you could ask him. And Gallo, I'm not a huge fan of, but you're right about Texas. You're right about calling Texas. They are interested in all sorts of pitching, mm-hmm. and they're loaded with prospects.
Bill on Capitol Hill is out today, and he says, I'm sorry that all four of my fellow White Sox fans are already unhappy with the Chris Sale deal. For me, it's a deliverance from several layers of hell. First, it means that Rick Hahn has finally won his internal struggle, which means the White Sox are now distinctly less weird than they've been for a while. Second, it means the White Sox leadership has stopped talking to me like some mouth-breathing plebe who is content with bread and circus. They've seen the same things I've seen. They've been throwing up in their mouths just like I've been doing. And third, whatever happens with the prospects, this deal still plays to one of the Sox's few actual strengths. Two pitchers are coming back to the South Side, and given Don Cooper's history of pitching alchemy, this team's earned the benefit of the doubt. So, sidebar, given Cooper's ability to raise pitchers from the dead over a decade or more, doesn't he at least deserve consideration for some kind of special recognition? Yeah, I'm not talking Hall of Fame. No, he's done a nice job, but there's still the Jeff Samardzija thing in there on the other side of the ledger.
Again, if you're marching orders from your boss, and that was Rick Hahn, by the way. Rick Hahn's been in charge. This is not a new thing. But when your marching orders are to try to play this game where you sort of try to win when you're really not going all in to try to win, it's very hard to do. Especially when you work under the budget constraints that he's had to work under.
Right.
So that's how you have this middling approach all the time where you wind up trying to put these pieces together with the Fraziers and with the Lurie's and those kinds of guys.
He's Barry Rosner in for Terry Bort. Steve Stone joins us at the top of the hour. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox for a package of prospects, including Yoan Moncada, ranked by some as the number one prospect in all of baseball. So it's an exciting day as the White Sox are doing some dynamic things. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Talking about the Webb boys.
For the first time, Webb Hyundai is offering 0 APR on every new Hyundai, including Tucson, Santa Fe, and Elantra models at our two locations, Webb Hyundai in Highland and in Merrillville. Stop by or visit us at webhyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
The new Webb Mitsubishi is now open in Merrillville. Stop in and test drive the all-new Outlander, now available with 0% financing. Webb Mitsubishi is on US 30 in Merrillville, just west of I-65, or at webmitsubishi.com.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, they just announced Moncada's name as part of the changes for the Red Sox, and a big cheer went up here in Oakland. He's often been compared to Robinson Cano with more speed. This year in the minors, 15 homers, 45 stolen bases. And he chops that one fair down the line for his first major league hit down into the corner. That's going to bring it to Ron Leon, is coming in. Here comes the second run. Young will score, and he's into second base. Moncada with a double, and he does a lot of damage with that first major league hit to drive in a pair of runs.
How's that sound? Whether it's true or not, Robinson Cano with more speed. Sounds awful nice.
Yeah, there's really nothing that he can't do on a baseball field, but look, very high ceiling, very high risk, very high reward possibility. There's a lot of bust potential there. That's what happens when you go for the best player you can possibly get.
I remember when we were doing a show, I think it was at Kenwood Liquors before, was that where it was? No, some liquor store. It was before, right before the trade deadline. And the Moncada name, we kept discussing it. I mean, you know, we pulled all the information we had, and that was the same stuff. You know, the Cano comps and all that because of his body type. You know, the guy's you know, ruggedly built, especially for a second baseman. So you wonder if that's going to be his position. But you start, you know, that's where you begin compiling those adjusted WAR numbers because you're a second baseman that can look somewhat outsized. But wherever he may fit. That it's these are heady times for the White Sox to say, first of all, you got that idiot out of your clubhouse, which is a start. Yeah. And if you want to clean up the whole redneck corner there, your redneck Riviera, that would be fine by me, and I'm sure fine by other people as well. Nick in Crystal Lake, you're on the score. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. You know, two comments and a question. You know, my first comment is, you know, this is a great start to what, you know, could be the defining moves for the next 10 years for the White Sox. You know, depending what prospects they get out of their, you know, hopefully their next trades of Quintana, Abreu, Frazier. Just the second comment is, you know, I hope Chris Sale has cell service wherever he and the LaRoches are currently field dressing a squirrel. And my question is this to you, Barry. You commented during transition that, you know, they hired Rick Renteria. They wouldn't have hired him if this was the move they were going to make. Well, Rick Hahn hired Rick Renteria a year ago after seeing the Alomar Jr. refused to take the bench coach job because he said he didn't want to be looked at as the guy waiting to take Robin Ventura's job. Rick Renteria got that job. Is this the seed that Rick Hahn planted almost, you know, to start his takeover, not his takeover of the team, but his takeover of the view of what they should do?
It's an interesting theory. I kind of doubt it. I mean, I wouldn't dismiss it out of hand. I guess it's possible, but really what they wanted was someone who's actually managed who could maybe help Ventura, because they really thought they had a team good enough to compete this year. For a month they did. But really, I don't think he was looking ahead and thinking, yeah, next year they're going to finally let me tear the whole thing up, and I've got a guy who handles young players well and is a good teacher of young players and is going to be able to speak Spanish to the young guys we bring in.
This tweet from our own Bruce Levine is going to join us at 2:40. It says, wow, the Red Sox will pay the entire $31.2 million left on Yoan Moncada's original $63 million deal.
That's enormous. That's enormous. So
how the hell did they do that?
In lieu of another player, perhaps, or in lieu of someone like like Benintendi or Jackie Bradley.
That's unbelievable.
So you've moved out the $38 million that was left on Sale and gained another 31 in the process.
Good Lord,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about one of these international signings that had the massive premium on it, and for good reason.
We want Jackie Bradley. We want Jackie Bradley. We want Benintendi. We want Betts. No, no, no. All right, well, these guys are all fine, but you're going to have to do something else for us. How about paying his salary? All right.
Okay, we'll cut a check. That's fine.
It's money. It's Dave Dombrowski. He's spending money. He doesn't care. He does not care about money or prospects. Never has.
Can I take a call from a Bob?
I'm going to defer to Tanny on this.
And
yeah.
Southside, Bob, you're on the score.
Bad idea. Barry, you brought up something interesting and something I was kind of mulling over yesterday when you talked about how there's no market for starters because everyone's looking for closers.
Not exactly no market, but certainly not the market the White Sox had hoped.
Yeah. But I was thinking, because the way we've seen the postseason play out and everyone using the high leverage bullpen guys, it seems like all the contenders are already seeing themselves in the playoffs and trying to figure out, you know, what they're going to do with these bullpen arms come playoff time. And maybe that's why the starter market is not what everyone expected. So while I love Sale getting moved for so many reasons, might it be kind of smart to maybe hold on a little bit with Quintana and maybe wait and see what happens in the season when guys realize, you know, we can't keep throwing high leverage bullpen guys out there left and right. We're going to have good starters to go eat innings and see if value comes back a little bit.
Good call, Bob. I find it fascinating that the teams who watched what Terry Francona did with Andrew Miller and are thinking they can do this are out of their damn minds. You can't do that for 162 games.
You know who else said that? Terry Francona. He said it. He said, what are you talking about? He said, wait a second. Now, have you sort of unlocked this new way of doing things?
He said, did it for 3 weeks.
Right. He said, it's the postseason. Everything's different. And he couldn't believe he was even being asked that.
It's also possible that in the process of doing this, you could ruin a guy forever. Okay? I mean, Andrew Miller doesn't seem to be that type of guy, but it's possible. I mean, you do this in, and it's not even that new. In, now, it may be new to go to a guy in the fourth inning, but it's not new to pitch your closer for two or three innings in the postseason.
But
you're not going to, listen, I don't think Terry Francona is bringing in Andrew Miller in the fourth inning of a game against Toronto
in
April. Right. Okay? If you do that all year, there will be no more Andrew Miller.
However, the larger point that Bob made about bullpen significance and the significance of what power arms now mean in overall baseball calculus, there's no question.
Look what the Royals did. Royals won a World Series that way.
Cardinals structured themselves that way too.
It's been done before, but what's different is bringing in a guy in the fourth inning. I would hope that GMs and managers aren't suddenly thinking that they're going to be able to start bringing guys in. And have them throw 50 or 60 pitches three times in a series every other day.
They are not thinking that. Okay. I wouldn't worry about it.
As for the starter market, though, like the Dodgers, I'm sure they talked about Chris Sale, and then they said, you know what? We saw Rich Hill. We like Rich Hill. All it's going to cost us to get Rich Hill is dollars.
That's
all it's going to cost us. It's not going to cost us any players. And that's what teams are looking at right now. Look, this CBA, you talk about unintended consequences. I think we're seeing already the luxury tax having an effect on teams. I see a lot of teams, they're being very, very careful, and they're suddenly looking at the Cubs and going, you know what? Not a bad idea to have a lot of really young, cheap players.
And the next effect is going to be trying to average out some of the annual values of these deals on your own young players to try to make sure you're not paying these big balloon payments down the road.
I promise you the Cubs have already talked to Scott Boras and tried to get him to talk about something really long term. I don't know if it will buy out a year of free agency, seven more than six. You got five more now. You okay?
I'm okay with seven. Okay. I get it. I'm not going to ask you why seven is more than six and why that matters. We're not going to go back there. We are, however.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they've looked to maybe buy out some of this arbitration, and it would be really of very little value to Chris Bryant to do that at this point because he's going to make a lot.
We're going to get Steve Stone's thoughts on the Chris Sale trade next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Breaking White Sox news. Chris Sale has been traded to the Red Sox. Keep it right here for all the details of this huge move on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Okay, class, let's jump.
Whoa, we're starting already? Step to the left, no to the right. Oh, now back. How are they lunging like that? Turn around? How did a legend convince me to come here? Wait, now do what? How are they doing that? You know what? I'm just going to pretend I know what I'm doing in this class and have fun.
Fearless is being the only newbie in class. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits, tools, and wellness programs at fepblue.org/getactive.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Oak Lawn. Schedule your appointment by visiting WEBBChevy.com. That's WEBBChevy.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Week's most popular music. 10 years ago, 2006.
Number 3.
Akon, Smack That.
Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor.
Number 2. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. And the number 1 song this week, 10 years ago in 2006. Akon, I Wanna Love You.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.